I want to speak about a shaila that Be'etzem years ago was a very big tumult. It was the biggest tumult Be'etzem on Hilchei Shabbos that was in Eretz Yisrael. Different rumors say that one of the Choshev Sforim was thrown by the stipler on the floor in Shabbos, and Leatherman stipler threw the Sefer down because this halacha that we're going to learn now. This is the rumor anyway. The Sefer was reprinted with a little change. And we'll try to go duch the whole Indian Bezos Hashem. I want to be masked, but the shadow we'll be going to discuss Be'etzem is using hot water in Shabbos. Using hot water in Shabbos. You know, we're in a generation that you open the sink, you open the tap, and hot water comes out. I heard once a Santa Zach from a Yid told me, if you would go to Alta Yid, you know, from 200 years ago, 300 years ago, you'll ask him, like, what you dream to have in Gan Eden? I say to be in a house. If it's hot, I press a button, it gets cold. If it's cold, I press a button, it gets hot. If I need hot water, I open, hot water comes out. If I need cold water, I open the other side, cold water comes out. I need to make my laundry, I push it into a box, it comes out clean. You know, a guy from the shtot. You know, well, what he did, he went to the well to take out water, he was standing there cleaning his clothes, cold, he was freezing. Heint, doesn't get him to be stuck in such a house, yeah? Bring the right, the ganze ilum haza is dimyenis. Yadav said, if he'll give me this ilum haba, he will do everything for such a ilum haba. Heint is garnished. But we're in a generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chananu, you open the water, and hot water comes out. And the shaila is Be'etzem, if you're allowed to use it in Shabbos or not. And I want to explain. There's two systems, two main systems that exist. The way the hot water, you know, the water comes from the ocean and it's not hot in the ocean. So what, how is the pila abriya that when you open the red side, that's the left side, b'derklal, that hot water comes out, what is the sign? So there's two systems. There's one system that is a fire there, somewhere on the roof. It's a boiler, they call it. That the water gets hot from a fire, or from an electric machine, or from a gas machine. The gas is fire, really. The gas, they call it the Junkers. The other ones are called boilers. The ones that have electric, but the system is echadu. The water gets warm, and you open the water, and you zeichet the hot water. This is one system. That system exists in most places in the world. Most places in the world. Now, that system, if when you open the sink, open the tap, avada, the machine, the hot water, the gas goes on, the fire goes on, avada it's yisul de'ayse. Even if not, Mepashas, it's a Yisul De'Oraisa. Why? Because cold water will come into the tank. And while cold water will come in, that water is cooked, side by the fire that exists there. And even if you close the boiler, by the hot water that Mekli Rishon, that Mevashel. It's Kli Rishon Mevashel. So side if the boiler is on, is a Yisul De'Oraisa to open the hot water. Say if the boiler is off, is bishul bikli rishon, that is also. I think this halacha everyone knows. Everyone knows this halacha. If the water inside is already not yatzei lettuce, that I think it almost never happens, then could be allowed to open the hot water in Shabbos. And in the case that for sure the system will not go up. So I think this halacha everyone knows, so most Elohim don't open the hat side in Shabbos. I've added the shaila. I think we gave a whole shir on it once. I'll just touch it. What would it be if chas v'sholem in a mistake you open the hat water in Shabbos? What do you do? What is the shaila? If you leave it open, so a lot of hot water will be cooked in Shabbos. If you close it, so the cold water that came in will boil very quick now. The boiler has 100 liters. Now you took out one cup, now cold water came in. If you leave it running, a lot of cups will get warm. Maybe eventually the water will be running so quick so it doesn't catch. But Lo Yitzuya, you close it. So it's a big shaila for the poskim what to do. Most poskim hold that if it, you open, only open it for a second, you could close it right away. Because they claim that the first water that went into the boiler, his stomach got hot right away already. So maybe you're not mevashel, it's already got the lettuce. So you're saving yourself from the rest. If it's already running for a couple of minutes and then you chop, you have to leave it running. Till when? There's different shittas. How hot? It's hard to bring me a hand. If two, if 1 second, you're allowed to shut it. 2 seconds, I don't know. It's totally if it's. Now, for sure, you have to very much makpid. A lot of people have these sinks. Today, a lot of people, they can't afford to have two sinks. So they have one zaf. If you do it to the right side, it's hot. To the left side, the left side is hot, the right side, and the middle, it comes out exactly, yeah? This is Isul. It's mamish, this machine is mamish. When you see it in the house, you know, poi golim oivre avere. There's a Shmir on every mikveh that he gave a hechsher, he never left to put such a thing. He said, such a thing, chazok and people be nichshol on Shabbos. Why? Because you mamish have to push it to the right side, mamish. Come to houses, you don't know the left side, I'm Shabbos somewhere, Shabbos, I couldn't wash my hands. I remember didn't know to what side you. So you open the wrong side, you can't close it. And even to do it pleasant is a problem because the water cooks. And again, hot water is coming out. This is the halacha that is negat to the whole world. You Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, you know, Baruch Hashem is a lot of sun. Rain we daven for. And they call the zach that it's called Dud Shemesh. I'll explain it in a second because some Americans don't know what it is. But I'm sure you can see in a lot of this houses in the soil like black mattresses on the roofs. This is called Dud Shemesh. It's a new zach. In America they have it also.
It's very expensive.
I will explain how it goes there. If it's the same thing there, it's the same halachas there. The idea is they want to save electricity. And I know in my house, during the summer, kimat, you never have to put it on. Every Arab Shabbos maybe, when all the kids want to take showers and baths, maybe. The rafkas that could give hot water. That machine, the system is that black piece has inside pipes like up and down a lot. Now black gets heat. If you go on the street and you wear black, you get the heat. It's so it, all the heat, all the sun hits that black piece. Inside it's mamish hot, especially to put the glass inside. That when you go into a car, you know, it was closed for a couple of hours, the mamish, a lot of people die from it. So they have the glass on top of that black. In that place, sivretzach mamish, shmalz mamish, very, very hot. The water runs inside that system and gets hot. This is bad, and the idea of the Dud Shemesh. It's the idea of the Dud Shemesh. It's time to know a little bit more technical. So you have a huge dude. How much water is already inside these little pipes? So how you will have hot water? So the system is, the water never goes into that black mattress really. The water goes into the big, you have a big, what do you call it, tank. The water goes in one place in the tank. And the other side, it goes out. to the place that it goes out to the house. So from one place it goes in from the city to the tank, and from the other place, from the top of it, it goes out to the house. Now the tank is also connected to that black mattress. That black mattress, the water that is hot there goes up. Hot heat goes up. So the hot water from there goes into the tank, and cold water goes in. And the whole time it changes itself. So b'meila, during the afternoon when it's hot, slowly, slowly the whole tank gets warmed up. But the water never goes direct into that piece. It goes into the tank. When the hot is hot already in the machine, the hot goes up, cold goes in, and slowly, slowly the whole hot water goes, the tank gets full with hot water. This is the metzius that works. And the shaila is, when a person has such a machine of hot water, the boiler is off, he wants to know he's allowed to use this water in Shabbos, or he's not allowed to use this water in Shabbos. And lefi what they say, and that sefer was written, that you're allowed to use it in Shabbos. Lefi what they say, and that sefer was written, that you're allowed to read it in Shabbos. And they say that the stipler was very misnagged. I saw in a sefer that was printed now recently, Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa, I didn't want that he would write like this, but he was not asking to change. And he writes, in Perek Aleph, Aloch Nun Aleph, Toiv Lihimona, will be good if you will be careful to take out water from the Dud Shemesh and Shabbos if cold water goes inside instead. Be good if you will not. It's the most that he was asking to change. Toiv Lihimona, it's good to be careful. Miloitzi b'Shabbos Mayim Chomi Me'adud Shemesh. הם נכנסים במקום לדוד מים קורים ומסחיים על ידי המים החמים. And the bottom he says, why? It's a gzeira b'shem b'shem v'zalman. Because most people, a lot of times these things have boilers with electricity. People get used to using it. Sometimes in Shabbos they'll be nichshu. שמעתי מהגרשז, ונימוקו אימוי, שמכיוון שיש מקום שעמית כאן מופל מכיח החשמל, חיישין השם היו ולא יצא מים מדדוד השמש גם בזמות ואפשר אומר זה מיס then he says more explanations so I want to be masked a little bit this shaila בעצם is נגיע to us to cook if you're allowed to use it in Shabbos or not. It's nagea legabe microwaves, to use microwaves in Shabbos. I know you would tell me, anyway you can't use them because you can't put on electricity. You have a Shabbos clock. The microwave goes off, you put in the food, close the door, goes on. What is the problem? The isu bishul in Shabbos, there's no isu waving in Shabbos. There's a microwave, it's waves. What is the isu? Another poskim hold is not a problem. You have to warm something up. You need to warm up something in Shabbos. No bus coming down. So what do you do? Put it in the microwave. Put it in Shabbos clock. Shas at chak. You're allowed to? You're not allowed to. This is Be'etzem the shaila that I want to be mevayel. I think that it could be it's a melacha d'oraisa to open the sink. Could be it's mamash isur d'oraisa to open the sink. I know a Yid told me, I had Mamash Vikuach, his father opens it in Shabbos. And he heard there was a tumult. Mamash, this was this Sukkos. I was in Beit Vegan with the Shmir Shabbos. An hour before, Yid asked me that his father, he read in a book years ago that you're allowed to. He didn't know that different editions came out through the years. And he wants to know if he has to tell his father to stop to open the showers in Shabbos. the faucet of the hot water of the Dud Shemesh. Avada, after that, maybe a different shir will get, maybe it'll be easier in Eretz Yisrael to take in Yom Tov and all these places. The people that want to take showers when they think that you're allowed to, could be to do it with a Dud Shemesh, it's much, much easier. Could be it's a different story. But this is the Mitzvahs. And I went to the Shmir Shabbos and I told him that I'm telling this year to stop, that you know, things changed. I said, who asked you to tell him to stop? I told him, I choshishani l'day raisen. For me, choshishani dvorim b'teilim. So I want to be massive to you, to bring you down, like we tried to do in the Aloha Shir, to mevair the inyan, mea oimek, and you will decide yourself if you think that you're allowed to, or you're not allowed to, and we'll try to feed Masa Sazman to learn the inyan. We'll try to feed Masa Sazman to learn the inyan. The Gemara in Shabbos, Dafla Metesu Mudalev Shteit Azeh. The Gemara Shabbos here, maybe? Shubit. Shabbos daf lametes, two lines in the Gemara, the whole sugya. Omar Rav Nachman, b'chamo dekule alme lo yplogi deshori. You're allowed to cook in the sun. You're allowed to cook in the sun. We have time, I'll tell you in the end, was a maizah with a very choshev David Chochem, that they got stuck, they were somewhere, they got stuck in Shabbos, the chant was cold, and they had magma glasses, and the whole family stand with four magma glasses, and they put on the chant, and it was mamish boiling in Shabbos, and he said, so often the Gemara, b'chama muto, and they cooked, the whole family cooked the chant in Shabbos. I'll feed this Gemara. Pasim Shukhanoch, Bechamo, Kulame, Lepligi de Shori. Betolda Saoir, Tolda Saoir is a sweater that got worn near the oven. Kulame, Lepligi de Osu. Kipligi betolda Sahamo. Mar Sober Gazrin and Tolda Sahamo to Tolda Saoir, Umar Sober Legazrin. This is the whole thing we're going to learn today. Sabi Masbe. To cook in the sun, to take an egg, to put it outside in the sun, Lekulame, you're allowed to. אבל בתול דסחמו, בתול דסאויר, לכול העלמה זה עושו. Not only on the fire, למור שיהיה בפרנק פאט. It was warmed up on the fire, you take it off the fire, you pour an egg on it, and a second it'll boil. This is תול דסאויר. What if we have such a frank pot? Outside in the sun for a couple hours, it's boiling. Now you want to crack an egg in it, and to cook. אבל דם זה מחלקס. גזרין את תול דסחמו עוד את תול דסאויר, או לא גזרין את תול דסחמו עוד את תול דסאויר. להלוך היא גזרין את תול דסחמו עוד את תול דסאויר. What is the reason that you're allowed to cook בחמו? זאת רעשי. בחמו כולה אמר לי פליגי בחמו בשמש. בחמו בשמש. The shori, they in derech bishuli bekach. The chama boir le michlav the ligzero otuho. The ain derech bishul bekach. The chama boir le domi the ligzero otuho. Rashi says she ain derech bishul bekach. Pashtas Rashi means it's shaleike derech. It's not derech bishul. Frag the igletal the first question. Shaleike derech b'shabes is also midarabona. So why this is muta? Let it be also midarabona. One kasha. He has a zakasha. Tol das haoir is also. Tol das chama beetzem is muter. It's only also gzeiro otu tol das haoir. Tol das haoir is a sweater. A frag bat. So we say tol das haoir is isu day reise. Tol das chama beetzem is muter. It's only also otu tol das haoir. It's derech to cook in a frank pot or not? When it's not on the fire. If it's the derech, so tol das chama and tol das haoir has to be also. If it's not the derech, both have to be mutar. How it could be that tol das chama is also midei raise, and tol das haoir is also midei raise, and tol das chama is mutar? It brings down an offer in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Chamei Tveria, they took a pipe and they passed water inside. Frank the Gemara, why it's, it says it's also. Frank the Gemara, here you have a raya, told us Chama. So the Gemara, no, Chamei Tveria is not told us Chama. It's near Gehenna, so it's hot from the fire of Gehenna. It's called Tolda. Is it the Gemara? The Gemara. Is it the Gemara? Is it derech to cook in Tveria or not? If it's derech, both have to be also. If it's not derech, both have to be mutter. Another kasha for the Iglital. The Gemara says in Psochim, Pesach shebishle becham et Tveria, you're not oivah mishum evushol. Because it's not told us oir. If it's only ain't a derech bekach, it's a zerbe mevushol. Zog leigletal yesoid that the Gemara didn't mean she'ein derech bishul bekach, that it's shaloi kederech, no, it's an under-assort bishul. It's an under-assort bishul. The chefze of bishul, if told us chamo, and chamo is a different kind of bishul. Sibab, mafkiminus laloche lemaise, lalaf chumas v'mshum zahamen. So I want first to bring the rayas like the tzad that the bishul in the sun is takia under a bishul. Go quick, it's like seven beautiful rayas from one tzad that is takia under a bishul. The Shulchan Aruch says in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Nun Beis that you cannot be magil kelim in Chamei Tveria. Afilu kelim shedinam kikli sheini. Why? It's not told us oil. But if you cooked it in Chamei Tveria, so then you can make a gola in Chamei Tveria. When people learned these halachas, they thought halacha l'mashicha. Yeah. So first we have a raya from here that we say if something cooks by the fire, you can make a gola in the boiling water of Chamei Tveria, because it's not told as aish, it's told as chamo. So we see that Chamo and Eish attack two different cooks. The Nafkimin is the marshal if a person wants to make a gola. So in a microwave, I'm not going out the ways of kashering microwave, but you put water inside, v'chule, and you do something, yeah? So it's only Gibbayt Avram Kiveiger that Kibliyose Kachpoltoi, that even that if we say microwave is not called Toldas Chamo, if we say waves, it's an Andere Zach. Or when we call microwave, you could kasher, but the marshal, you cannot kasher something that was not cooked in a microwave. You have a tray for the fork, and you want to kasher it in the microwave. It's not dangerous to put metal in the microwave. Although, if you want to kasher it in the microwave, you can't do that. Because it's told us all. The Zelba Zach is a Rosh, again. We don't pass on it. I don't have the Machmir and the Machmir. The Aloch and Lichus Mikvoes, when you go to a Tfilah Dei Raisa, you have to make Chafifa Bechamim before. Zog the Rosh, you only could do Chafifa Bechamim b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, only the Chamim Shehuchmu Ba'esh, not Shehuchmu Bechamo. Being Nafkimin in Eretz Yisrael, if you're allowed to use in the Mikvos, the water from the Dud Shemesh. We pass it out like that. We pass it the Loike HaRosh. You could make a shower even Bechamim Shehuchmu Bechamo. And again, there's a lot of people thought, hey, if Nafkimin in Shechonor Bozer bring it down, because it was never Negea. Who could go to take a shower Bechachm Shehuchmu Bechamo? Hind is very Negea. The shaila is if you could take showers before the mikveh, if okay, we pass it as yet. But if it's the same thing, just it's not derech, it's a ptur and Shabbos, one of the tzad of the Rosh says you can't take a shower with it because it will not make the hair soft. Michas chinuch is mesubik, and as they pass it lemaiser, if Shlomo Zalman lechumretz, could I to notice, stam, bishul achar bishul. Someone cooked something in a microwave. Now, in Shabbos, he wants to put it in the oven. It's Yovesh, and Bishlach HaBishu. Zog the Primigodi, but maybe microwave or Chama doesn't make a difference. It's a different kind of Bishu. Maybe Yesh Bishlach HaBishu. Shom Zalman passed in La Aloche that something was cooked with waves. And you have to know today there's a lot of ovens already that are moving to these kind of cooks. And Shabbos, to put it on the oven, is Bishlach HaBishu. Because if waves are not called Bishu, if Chama is not called Bishu, could be Yesh Bishlach HaBishu. The Rambam has a sofek in Boso Becholov. He says there's no Malkus. About it's also, I don't want the people that are making it up. So there's no problem microwave because it's not called Boso Becholov, it's not called Bishul, yeah? Because we don't need basal becholot even if it's not mevushal with the rabban on hand. But the Rambam holds again, chamei Tveria, it's not bishul deraisa. Nishana, I'm asking with it. Dam shebishloi. The Chaschinuch says, bechamo, it's not called dam shebishloi. The same thing we have, so I'm not going in, Rav Scheinberg has a whole tshuva in it, maybe the different shear they have today, these cans, you shake it, and the food gets warm, and then you open it and eat it. It has like a chemical in the bottom. Lots of salt they have it, I don't know, in America they don't have it, but they have it for the army, they have it. You just peel the little top, you give a shake, and the bottom has like a chemical and it gets warm. So shout if you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. Say for Oitzras, a Shabbos, the Oitzra, they have a picture of it inside. But Mikol Makoyim, the Gemara has a Shiloh, we know in Tzoras, Tzoras HaMichvoi, if you have a blister from a fire, and there's a Tzoras, so it's Fashid in the Tzoras, that they only come in the Michvo, and they call Tzoras HaMichvo. The Gemara declares, if a person got a burn, not from a Michvo, from seed. Or today you could get, you know, burned from ice. If these burns have a lochev tzoras hamichvo or not, again, the reaction is like a fire, but it's something else. So we see again that it's a different kind of cooking. So the answer. I want to bring the last raya. The Magen Avraham paskins that you're allowed to take your clothes when they're wet and dry it in the sun. Right? You're not allowed to put it near a fire. You're allowed to dry it in the sun. So the Magen Avraham, why? There's no melamed. Because bachamo, you're allowed to mevashel bachamo. So the clothes will get, you're not allowed to put them near the fire to mevashel the water inside. Or you're allowed to dry your sun. You have a very hot day, you put your clothes outside, you want it to dry. Mutter. You're not allowed to put it near the fire to dry. Also. So bachamo is not told as chamo. It's chamo, you're allowed to mevashel bachamo. But it's derech to meyabeshet. So we see lechure that the reason you're allowed to cook in the sun is not because it's not derech bishul, just it's a different kind of bishul. It's an andere sort of bishul. It's an andere sort of bishul. But Rashi says she'ein derech bishul bekach. Rashi says she'ein derech bishul bekach. We explain that we see that it's a different kind of bishul. So you could say Rashi means that it's not called a bishul. So the Chur Rashi is coming to say like this. One of the two. Other Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds that it's only because it's ein derech bishul bekach. Will have to be miyashiv all the gemoras. Very shver how to be miyashiv them, because we proved that all of the kolatir kula it's not called bishul. And Rashi says again, we proved from seven gemoras in Shas that to cook in chamo it has different halachas. So the pashtus, this one is the same halacha in Shabbos. Cooking in the sun is not called cooking. But Rashi says because ain't derech bishul bekach. This is what he means, that it's a different kind of cooking. It's not mistaba. So one way you could learn Pshat and Rashi, Rashi meant to answer, why they didn't make a gzeire and the sun? The Gemara says, Bachama you're allowed to, and the fire is also. Told us oir is also, told us chama is a suffix. Rashi means, ein derech bishul bekach, vele gozru otu oir. Because it's not the derech, but mainly they didn't make a gzeire. If this would be the Pshat, so it could be that today, that is the derech, to have a dud shemesh could be to be also. We'll see Rishon Zalman when I go to the psak. We'll see Rishon Zalman has such a tzad, maybe to aser today, because it became derech, so be a gzeir. You could say another pshat in Rashi, and there's a lot of rias to it in the lomdus of Shabbos. That in Meleches Shabbos, if it's derech bishul. Even if kulo, it's not called bishul, it's also to do it in Shabbos. But in Shabbos, steik loisase kol melocho. Doesn't say loisavashel. In Bosa Becholo says loisavashel gdi bachalevi moi. That's an Ishkan Bishul. And the sun, something else. Uboshe Mevushel Ayechlu Es HaPesach. An Ishkan Mevushel. Dir is Aloch Es HaBishul. Tzoras HaMichvo Yi, Ishkan Michvo. Shabbos Lissas Yi Kol Meloche. What is Kol Meloche? Boin Soy Samevashel. Cooking. No lumpness of cooking. There's a lot of rayas to it. A lot of rayas. I'll be one of the rayas. Tezis and Pchoira says, is the Isur Goizes. In Kochi, we're not allowed to. Giza ve'avoida? We know Giza ve'avoida. You're allowed to pull out a hair out of a behemoth? One thread. You just. He wants to have like a, you know, to put the red thing around his hand. So for the Bismedosh, like Jesus Gula, he will pull out one zach. He says you're allowed to. Even then in Shabbos, because it's a Isur Goizes, you're not allowed to pull out here. So told to the Goizes. So in Kochim Avedet, the Isur is Gzize. This is called Gzize. Why in Shabbos it's also? Shabbos, but it's also called Melocha. So Ktesus. Gzize is a gather of Melocha, taking off things. The man is a told. Koitzel. The aloch is you're not allowed to koitzel before the oimer. You're allowed to pick some hand and some chachitim, it says mefurish. You're not allowed to do the maizik tzire. And Shabbos, even take out a fish to the water, the madonna of the chayim mishum koitzel. Because the istasik on meloch. The Rosh Samech says this yesoid. Memele. Lefidem. Could come out that if today is the derech to mevashel and adut shemesh, could be lefi Rashi to be the oiraisa. So again, so lefi Rashi could be today if it's the derech to cook in adut shemesh, it's a meloch of the oiraisa. Or chot shegzeire de rabono. I didn't decide if it's called derech. Avad, every house in Eretz Yisrael, and kimat every deer and every yeshiva has adut shemesh. It's saving money. It's the Metzias. We'll see in a second. Kommt Rav Moshe Feinstein, and here Rav Moshe is a very big machne. Igres Moshe Or HaChaim Chele Gimel Simen Nun Beis. He says like this. Mevashel Bechama Potu Muta Ulin Afen De Mishkan Shedarke Bekach. Why told us Chama is Muta? He says again, I'm going like Rashi, Darke Bekach. What is Darke Bekach is also. So why told us Chama is Muto? He told me Chama it's not Darke Bekach, but Tolde has to be Darke Bekach. So it's not enough that Darke Bekach of the Tolde has to be Darke Bekach of the Av. And while it's not Derech to cook by Chama, the Mele, you're allowed to, the Mele, with the Reise, you're allowed to cook the Tolde. Ve'im kein zoker moyshe be'mikro oven be'mikro gal oven means loss of the tshuva. Shtoyv levashel boy kmoy be'ish mamish. Ve'elu sheyesh lehem tanur kaze mishtamshim bo yoyser mibishul des. U'mashe nispash tanurim elu adaynu mishum delo motzu adayn arba tanurim. Kshinu metzuyim vada yishtamshim bo kula alme. Du yoyser toyv. Vada yesh leilev mibishul de'oyr dayim b'mishkan b'chashivus toldeshu lechol adinim ke'av. לאסר ולחיוב סקילה וחטס ולא רק לרשי והרד. אז זה יזורק רב מוישה. So first you have to know the מציאס. The מציאס is this לישת הזה. To warm up something in the microwave is not the זל בזח as they were cooking it. Everyone knows after 5 minutes it gets cold. The מציאס. The way that things get warm in the microwave is through the waves. It moves inside the, you know, these things that go around very quick, you know, like destroy the world, I don't know how they call them. But now, the idea, this is the way it works. It's not hot. So how it gets hot, they move, the waves move that thing very quick, and from inside it starts to get warm. As b'chala under him a halach, from what something cooks and warms up something when it's cooking. It's mamash two different mahalchim. There's a reason there, after a couple of minutes, it stops to turn and it becomes always hot. This is what I think. Let me show you this. To be wrong. But Pachas Yoisa, Einenu Roi, it's not the same thing. And in fact, it's Messiah a lot. But the Metzius says that it's not like that. I don't know the Maisa and the Gabi, the water that gets warm in the Duchemish, if it's the same way of the hot water or not. It was very hard for me to test. It's the Metzius. In a microwave, Eina Roes Bechush, also, it's time if you want to eat some things, you cook them in. If you want, you know, to serve properly, you do it on a fire. It's not darker bekach. It's not darker levash bekach. It's not true. It's darker lechamim bekach. It's not mamish the zel bezach. So you have to know the metzius. In Moedim Vizmanim, he wants to say another reason to ask him the Raisa Duchemesh. He wants to taina that the only thing that you have to have bishul bechamo is mutter. And be oir, it's also, it's only cooking food. Or the water for rinsing, it's totally in heat. It says, and eating and cook, this is a better way to cook, and this is a schwacher way to cook. To rinse yourself, and he brings down rice from the Rambam, that is two melochas. To warm yourself for food, for eating, the Rambam calls it mevashem, and to warm it for rinsing yourself, the Rambam calls it mechamem, and he brings down different shiurim. This has to be roi le'achile, this has to be roi le'rechitze. So Mamele, he wants to tell you that Dun Shemesh is also, you have to know it's Efshar against the Gemara, Chami Tverye. Okay, now we'll go to our Dun Shemesh. Go back to the technical Dun Shemesh that every Yid has. And again, I'm asking, I'm masber it klo, but again, I don't want people to be makel. Yeah? Cholilo v'chas. Shem Zama says sometimes it's inside, people start to do these things, there'll be Mechal Shabbos in them, because a lot of times you have the hot water. You have to know, I'm on B'Shasat Chai for hospitals. We said, these black pieces, and we have the tank. I'm about to ask you, we know that Aloch is told us Chama is Osu, Chama is Mutar. So we have a tzad that our Dut Shemesh is today, this Chama became Dalku Bikach and it's Osu. Could be, it's nothing more to talk about. It's Osu. This is what I want to say. Osu. Not to be Mekel. To be Choshish to the Rashis. Choshish to the Ramayshans. To ask the Dut Shemesh. Could be it's not enough that you do it only for the hot water. Could be it has to be dalke levashel bekach, and normal people are not levashel bekach. So I want to take the machmir tzad, but avada, I can't say it for sure. But now we know chamo is mutter. Told us chamo is also. How we look at the Dut Shemesh? Chamo or told us chamo? How we look at the Dut Shemesh? I will explain. A person takes a pot and puts it outside in the sun. It's called chama. Even though the way it works, the pot gets hot, and the food gets hot from the food, from the pot. But this is called chama. This is called chama. The shaila is here. Why? Here the system is that it can't get warm from the sun. It's a whole machine that collects the heat from the sun. And when the water runs inside these pipes, it gets warmed up. Here is some of the Lemdin Taina. This is called Toldas Chamo. It's not Chamo Ale. It's not chamo alein, it's told us chamo. A. Not everyone agrees. Let's come and talk. But, there came the second shayla. You have a whole tank, Lamazong, 100 liters inside. You open the tap and 20 liters go out. The new 20 liters, they go into the to the water. They get warmed up by the water that is told us chamo. So this water is get cooked by Toldas Chama. Especially, Rav Shmuel Zalman says, if you do it by night. By day, maybe you're hoping it will run to the black piece. or by night, it will stay inside the tank. The hot piece, the black piece, and by night is cold. So we'll see about how Rida Shmir Shabbos inside, how Shomazam was mistopic on it. So we'll divide the Shaila to two. Maybe Dud Shemesh is also. Not everyone wants to agree. Now the Shaila is, if you do it, that the water will not go in to the tank. Will not go into the tank. No new water will come into the tank. So then, no problem. You're only taking out water, it's not a problem. If new water comes in, so here's the Shaila. Maybe first the whole thing is called the Toldas Chama, and even if not, maybe the tank. Maybe the tank. So I want to read how the which is the Ocher Shabbos, how he brings it down. He already says Ein. When he opens the tap of the water, Now he's mesupik. What would be if you do it when it's no more hot water? The hainu, by night already, you know the water is already pleasant. So now you're using it, but you know that the new water that's coming in soon will get warmed up. Now the water now is only pleasant, but you know the new fresh water, so the water is not getting cooked in the water that's on top, because the water on top is not hot anymore. But you're causing yourself to cook the new water that's coming in. So he says, look in there over here. Ein echanam, it will not get cooked in the water, but it will come to the kolet. That's the way they call it in Hebrew, I don't know. The black mattress. And he says like this. Ve'ein lo imar sheze misba shel bachamo. Shehach kolet nichshav tol das chamo. Omnam, he says, Kevin she'ein ze bishul biyodayim, because we said the water goes first to the tank and then there, elo begrome. Ve'ave psikrei she'begrome be'yisru derabonon. Ve'yesh la'meikel amal lismech. Ve'yesh la'meikel amal lismech. So it's bishul, begrome, be'psikrei she'im, that it's nichale, could be. Because it's not nichale, you have to know the mitzvah if it's nichale or not. Think if it's nichale, for sure it's also. If it's not nichale, so begrome maybe, yisur de rabbanon, yesh la meikel al malisme. So again, if it goes into the water, he's not matir. Because this is what Shem Zama says, it's not called grome. Shem Zama says it's called koyach rishay. Although when it goes to the tank and from there to the kolet, it's a psikreshe. When it's not nichale, at least not what he's hoping to do it, at least. The rabbanon begrome, yesh la meikel al mal yismich. In here, there. It says, if you could do it in the mitzvah, that no water will come in. What would be the halacha? What is the halacha? then you have to know. Then lechura, if the new water doesn't come in, then you'll be allowed to if you close the water. Avada, you have to be makbi not to open the cold water. I want to be masbir. Even the people that will hold that you're allowed to use hot water from the Chemish and Shabbos, but to open the cold water at the same time, you're cooking the cold water and the water from the Chemish. Only if that water is stuck and not hot. So then you're not called that you're cooking. But if not, it's awesome. Not, it's awesome. The Shmir Shabbos I read now how he says, he's a shikul more maker. Toiv li'imon ha'milo'itzi b'shabes ma'im chamim midut shemesh. If the water comes in. ואם הדוד שמש בוא לי באופן שניתן להוציא מים בלי שמים קורים מקונסו, close it, and then you're allowed to do it. But the water is not din, it's מים reclarition. In the order he says, שומעתי מהגרשז, הגזירה, שיש מקוים שמופו על גוף חשמל, ואפשר שגם זה בכלל הגזירה, דה עושה להחלוף את תולדס השמש ותולדס החמה. Could be the זאת בגזירה? Then in the Ori, it brings down, it could be that the Vales Derech Bekach Iyeh Beze Isru Dei Reise. Chakosa B'shit Igras Moishe B'shit Es Rashi. Kol Mokir Choyim Shetoyim Lebashu Bekvoyesh V'am Yoyis Atem Yesh Iyeh Zeh Tote She Isru Bishu Beze Isru Dei Reise Ayin Shom. So not clear what he says. Now, no, I'm saying he's besupik himself. But you have to know when someone is sick, you need hot water, someone is very sick, to go to a Dut Shemesh, not to go to a boiler. Someone needs hot water, Pekuach Nefesh. You let us, you use a Dut Shemesh. Now, microwave could be as more chum. Because the Chazanish has a tzad that waves that come from electricity is called Toldas Chum. Shazam brings down that he had a letter to, in the old days they had a way to make hot tea, to put inside like a metal piece. It was like only two pieces and the electricity went through the water and it would get warm. They stopped to do it because people would touch and they would die. But like 50 years ago, this was the way they made the hot water. And he told him Shazam that he has the idea that maybe it's kedai to do it for sick people because it's only a tolda, it's not chama, it's not eish. So electricity, Chaznish told him that electricity is called, it's called fire. And even that it comes out from electricity, it's also called fire. So the feed that ain't a chanami. Now again, you have to know, if you have hot water from a Dut Shemesh, to put it, even if it's boiling hot, and you hold it, you're allowed to open it, you're not allowed to put it into the chant. Not allowed to put it into the shot. Could be a guy, you're not allowed to put it into the shot. I'm saying, Avada, you have to know, you go to places, you'll find people that use it. Toiv Leimona, I'm telling you, he didn't let me to ask another person. He says, hey, I'm saying, Andrea Choshesh Tadei Reise here also. But again, all of it, Upshom Zalman says, the Maisa not to be mad at such a thing, because in a lot of places, Avada is one, electricity ones. That's what he says, the Zalbek Zeir, Chazal said not to use things that are warmed by fire, by sun, because people will use things by fire. Upshom Zalman says, it's for sure that this is Bichlal de Gzeir. It's Bichlal de Gzeir. But a person will know, these are the two Tzdodim and this Shaila. And so Hashem, next week we'll start the Yoni from Chanukah.